hey, what's up? This is Nate. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving break. We took a turkey nap of a break that lasted approximately 2 weeks. So you've been missing out. And I got an extra stuffed playlist here that there's not going to be enough time to play through. And it's especially not going to be enough time because, you know, I'm going to be out here vamping about some of the stuff that's been going on, some papers that I'm writing, and some fun observations that I've made just, you know, throughout the 2 weeks. Thank you to everybody who came over for Thanksgiving. If you missed out, next year you're invited to Thanksgiving dinner at the old house in Ball Square. If you wanna come, just let me know. Call the station, 855-915-9636. That's an open invitation to just... Those of you whom Providence placed your dials at 91.5 FM or your screen browser, internet, use your internet browser and ask your parents to go online to http://www.wmfo.org. Listen live. Thank you for everybody who is doing that. Let's get to the music. We're going to start with this song because it was stuck in my head today.
Inside, sitting on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a walk? Can I be your friend? We'll forget the past, or maybe I'm not able, and I break at the bend. We're here and now, will we ever be again? 'Cause I have found all that shimmers in this world is sure to fade away again.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? It's me, jumping back in here to number one. Thank you. Just thank you for being here. There's other things that you could definitely do on a Wednesday at 11. And I'm glad you're here. You might actually be even doing those things too. I don't want to preclude you from that possibility. So good luck writing, especially during this time when I'm speaking. So we had a couple of 90s songs starting out the hour, Soul Coughing, Circles, and Fuel, Shimmer, just two great songs. I don't know where that Circles song got caught in my head, but that's like you're walking around your house and that just song just comes into my mind. Anyway, 1998, a great year, 2 years after the 1996 Atlanta Olympics, big time noted 98 achievement. Then the last song was Ways to Go by Group Love, which was considerably newer, all the way back in 2013. Oh man, I remember when that band and Fun were like bands that you just didn't like. Are they the same band? Is it the same guy? No. Anyway, got a couple of things that we'll go through here, but no, let's just go back. Let's go play. This is a song for somebody entitled Nobody. And it's on right now.
My God, I'm so lonely, so I open the window to hear sounds of people, to hear sounds of people. Venus, planet of love, was destroyed by global warming. Did its people want too much too? Did its people
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Just taking a break. Actually, backing me up as always, little of this, little rat-a-tat. Always off of classics, always. And Anton, before you ask, I did listen to Nine Beats again. One is my best. One I think is easily the best. Anyway, one is the best beat. I don't know. That was a quick check right there. Anyway, all right. What are we doing here? Talking about the songs we had on here. Nobody by Mitski, Feeling Lonely by Boy Pablo, and Bar Lights by Fun. Here's the reason I played that song. I was talking about Group Love and about how they sound similar. I have this story about Fun that I'm just going to tell you right now. So, take yourself back to Athens, Georgia, the 40 Watt Club, circa, say, 2011, something along those lines. I was a student at Georgia Tech. Went up to Athens to have some fun, see this Fun concert, couple of friends, one of whom, Phil, will come up in a later story, inevitably. Anyway, so we go up to this concert. Fun plays. It's great. They open for the Silverstein Pickups. Metro Station. Metro Station. Bad ticket, by the way. Bookers at the 40 Watt. Everyone was there to see Fun. And there was no, 37-year-olds that were looking to get some Metro Station that day. I don't know. They were a bigger band, obviously, but, like, not to that crowd. Anyway. Fun was great. Heck of a time. So we're hanging out. And this guy comes up and is like, hey, you know, where are you guys, you know, from? Oh, we're from Atlanta. Yeah, he's from Atlanta, too. He was just kind of there solo, and he was kind of just going to join with the squad of goons that I was with there. You know, Phil and Leo and Sam and you know the team. Anyway, so we're, like, talking to him, and he's like, where are you guys from? Whatever, you know, and I tell him I'm from Pittsburgh, which I am. And he's like, no, where in Pittsburgh? And at this point in my life, I was sort of lying about where I was from. I was telling people that I was from another part of the town because the part of Pittsburgh that I'm from is, like, kind of stuck up and rich. So I was like, no, I'm from Mount Lebanon, which for anybody listening from Pittsburgh here, note the irony in that statement, which, like, that's also kind of an uppity part of town. Anyway, I tell him from Mount Lebanon. He's like, no way. I am also from Mount Lebanon. And this guy, by the way, Dr. Aaron Siegler, which I probably shouldn't be using his full name and title, is like, that's crazy. And then he starts listing off high school teachers that he had and where he lived. And I'm, you know, where I am from, abuts Mount Lebanon. So, of course, I knew a lot about the town. And I also know from running track some of the coaches and players and whoever, you know, these people. And it's like, oh, my gosh, how did we miss each other? You know, this is crazy. But I'm lying to him. I'm lying to him the whole time. Anyway, we do a bunch of stuff and we're hanging out and we go out to dinner after the show and we're settling up the bill, and he reaches over. I'll never forget this because I felt this made me feel really bad. He reaches over when I'm about to pull up my card to pay, like, my portion of dinner, and he goes, no. For a Blue Devil, it's free tonight. And he pays for my meal. I never came clean. Never came clean. And he's out there somewhere being like, wow, remember that one time I went to a Fun concert? And I met somebody from Mount Lebanon who was super nice, and then I did nice things for him, and he just continued to exploit that camaraderie. Anyway, I don't do that anymore. I'm proudly from Upper St. Clair. Go Panthers. We got some more songs for you. I'll probably come back in for a read here in a minute here. But what do we got here? Yeah, we'll go from Parcels here.
There's a pretty young thing in front of you, and she's real pretty and she's real into you, and then she's sleeping inside of you. And the talking leads to touching, then the touching leads to sex, and then there is no mystery left. And it's bad news. I don't blame you. I do the same thing. I get lonely too. And you're bad news. My friends tell me to leave you, but you're bad news, bad news, bad news. You're bad news, baby, you're bad news. And you're bad news, baby, you're bad news. And you're bad news. I don't care, I like you. And you're bad news. I don't care, I like you. I like you.
Sat inside, whipping up your lines about destroying, like you could only care for the bitter end of it again. Pull me at your side. To deny that I had loved you when I already can't even walk past 12 to get a grand. Even at the golden light of morning, leading you away from all this strife, having enough, so you tossed it up like skeet and shot it just to mark up your week with a little candy of blood red. Even at the golden light of morning, leading you away from all this strife, having ordinary company that always leaves you dry.
Get out and stay out. Is it over? Is it over now? Make up, make out. It's enough to feel you now. I know the way out. Gotta read between the lines. So keep up. Are you ready? Are you troubled? Are you wondering why? I'll give you all of my love. Oh, but I can't give it up and I can't make you promises. Ooh, you know I was wrong. Oh, and I'm sorry, but I can't help the things that come out of my head.
Hey, what's up? It's Nate. Jump back in here with a PSA. Public transport versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping save the environment and money too. ... But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination, from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want or want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. A lot of claims being made in that PSA, but I do generally agree with it, mainly because of my fear of parking. You can hit me with all the climate change data you want, but I strictly avoid driving a car in all possible scenarios, mainly because I don't want to park it. I don't want to. Maybe it was growing up in the Berg where there's just like no spots. The only way to park is in the river. And even then, getting your car out is probably cheaper than a ticket. And you drive around, all that kind of stuff. Molly's always saying, that's fine, we'll go drive. But no. You gotta drive down. So I was invited to a thing down in Harvard Square. It's a nightmare down there. All the signs. You gotta have a literature degree just to understand the days that you can or cannot park in wherever. So what did I do? Parked in Somerville and walked. And it took an hour to get to where I wanted to go. But you know what? I got some hours. Let's be honest. I got a few hours here and there that I can give up in sacrifice of my insanity. Anyway, we listened to Parcel Something Greater, No Space Between the Two G's. Rilo Kiley, Portions for Foxes. Played that one because this week I was talking to my friend Bjorn, and he goes, yeah, I just found out that Jenny Lewis used to be in this band called Rilo Kiley, and they're pretty good. And I was like, there it is, man. I've officially lost my edge. I'm not even losing it. It's gone. Peach Pit with Up Granville, and then All My Love by Countin' King, a band that is a Boston-based band, whom I know some people involved with it. We'll put it that way. Listen to Bonnie Boo in the background here and change down. A couple more songs. 10 minutes left of the fastest and loosest show on WMFO in Medford, Tubbs Freeform Radio. Let's jump back in.
to the sound to silence the cars. We're cutting like knives in a fist fight. And I found you with a bottle of wine, your head in the curtains, and heart like the 4th of July. You swore and said, we are not shining stars. This I know, I never said we are. Though I've never been through hell like that, I've closed enough windows to know you can never look back. If you're lost in a alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. Carry on. Carry on, carry on.
Hey, what's up? You are listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. That was it. Carry On by Fun. Some Nights end with a fun song today. Also, Obstacle One, Turn on the Bright Lights was right before that. Interpol. You're not an Interpol fan. You might not become one. But honestly, there's just like that piece of your heart that's just like, oh yeah. I'm like going to put on some a bunch of layers and kind of mumble some poetry and then get like some sick guitar behind it. That's the plan. They also are still making music, I think, and it sounds like like that. Anyway, it's not like, oh yeah, it's a country album by Interpol. All right, we got my man Tuna here in the studio. We will wait no longer. Thanks for listening. Stick around. See you next week.